we're underway. Welcome, y'all. It's Allison here, and thank you so much for joining us for our first session in Sensual Sights. So we're working with transforming fear into healthy, transforming fear into healthy action there. And as we work with this arena of sight, let's just talk about that briefly. So sight works within the wood element in Chinese medicine, working with liver and gallbladder. You may have heard the expression of the eyes or the windows to the soul, and the liver meridian is often associated with that in Chinese medicine. There's also that phrase, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and there is a lot of capacity to notice how well people are doing by noticing the vibrancy of the light in their eyes. So the eyes have it, so to speak. And I don't know about you all, maybe it's just as I was preparing to enter this, I swear every TV show I watched was about like eyes in the last week. They were doing something to the eyes. There was like surgery on the eyes or, and this isn't like professional training of any sort. This is just, you know, Netflix or whatnot. And eyes were just everywhere. So I am always curious to see how that unfolds for you all as well, if you're noticing similar things. Now, as we get into the session today, I'll invite you, if you haven't already, to find a nice little quiet spot where you can either sit or lay and be undisturbed for your session. And perhaps beginning here by means of breathing. Giving yourself a few slow breaths, or perhaps allowing the body to breathe however it feels called to in this moment. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to drink in, to receive. And every exhale, an opportunity to let go, to release, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. Opportunity to drink in its supports. And if that feels pleasant to you, feel free to savor it. Yeah, just like that. And then in your own timing, gently scanning the body-mind, looking for an area or perhaps even a memory, a time in which you felt most like you. Looking for an area or a memory that feels pleasant, at the very least neutral. And when you land on it, when you find that area, that memory, whichever it may be, taking a moment to really receive it. Taking a moment to drink this in, like the nourishment that it is. Perhaps even savoring this, like a delicacy. Perhaps it is a delicacy. And knowing that you can come back to this area as much as you like throughout our time together. And to help that out, it might be useful to notice what it is you like the most here. And as you give yourself permission to drink that in to your body-mind, noticing the impact, how does this feel to be present to pleasantness, or at the very least, neutrality? And as you settle into this space of you, perhaps scanning the body one more time, noticing if there's anything particular that's alive or calling you to observe that might not feel quite as pleasant. And if there is anything that you may not have mentioned previously, you're welcome to type it on into the chat feature, just noticing what's here for you. Okay, and as we go into the session, we're actually going very directly to the eyes. Very directly to the eyes. And here we're working with unhooking almost like a bioenergetic stored pattern around hypervigilance. Always scanning, always looking. And the eyes are neat. They have these little movements that happen even when your eyes are still. They're never actually still. They always have a slight little flicker, and they're always scanning and moving. And the formal name for that, the fancy name for that, the saccadic or saccadic eye movements, depending upon which professor you may have heard that term from, works with, in part, tracking. It can also become unhealthy in a variety of things. But as we're working with those little teeny tiny eye movements here in this pattern of hypervigilance, it's a little extra movement that they're doing with this hypervigilance. It doesn't necessarily need to be here. So as we work with this pattern here, we need to actually run a cellular repair on the nerves that innervate the eyes. And as you get nerve communication flowing here, including that optic nerve through the back of the eyeball, I actually just see nerve information being able to flow, all the information that's carried on those neurotransmitters flowing here. We actually need to hydrate the different neurotransmitters that flow in the nerves around the eyes, including that of serotonin and that of adrenaline. And it's as if it's balancing that serotonin and epinephrine, well, epinephrine slash adrenaline, fairly interchangeable for our purposes here. And as the body mind gets hydrated over both of those neurotransmitters, it's working with the capacity for a balance to happen here that may not have been available with hypervigilance presence. And for that pattern at the same time of hypervigilance, running a C3, and it's actually continuing for a lot longer than normal. Compared to how we have, what I mean by normal is how it typically has shown up in our sessions. This one is, interestingly enough, lasting for 3 weeks, so right up into almost our integration session. So that CGRI stands for C, circulation of all those healing resources, blood that carries that passion, nerve or communication, lymph that drains those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness. And as we work with that, also working with all the pieces here of electrons, solitons, neutrons, protons, all the little guys, and the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras are here as well, major and minor. And then endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression, that help out the nervous or the immune system alike to heal. And perhaps even imagining, as I listed all those things, as it being like a little menu that the body mind gets to choose from which of the pieces that it needs more of, or perhaps even less of, if that's necessary. And as the body mind gets balance, circulation flowing in this way through the eyes and the nerves that innervate them, running a defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking out all the clutter that doesn't need to be here anymore, and what remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. And then all of the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking, opening up to possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. then integration, introspection, thinking of that perhaps as the surrender, the letting go, the release. And as we work with this, I actually just see varying different forms of stress contained within this hypervigilance begin to wash away, flowing through the eyes, releasing. And as they go, they're also, interestingly enough, taking with them those foundational sort of stress patterns of hypervigilance, as well as contained within the occipital lobe, or the lobe of our cortex, our cortical brain, that gives rise to vision. How is it we're seeing? What is it we're perceiving? And as we work with releasing this pattern of hypervigilance from this area, this part of the brain is actually working with it through the generations. It's going into the ancestral lines, six generations down through dad's side, on an emotional frequency of, you guessed it, fear, of fear. And the fear is, interestingly enough, of not what was being seen, but the fear of missing out, the fear of missing it, the fear of not seeing. And as this is a fair ways back through dad's side of the family lines, thinking of this as the era of hunting. And if that hunt didn't go very well, means demise for the whole family. Literally, this is an act of survival, an act of life and death. So the importance that's placed here on this pattern is not small. And as we work with this, the fear of missing it or missing out, the FOMO, if we want to use our millennial abbreviation these days, that's here, has had a pretty strong impact on this area around the heart. I had a little doggy sigh with that one, and that always means I'm on the right track. Thank you, Roxy, for your feedback. And this stress of FOMO, creating quite a large amount of actually anxiety and to the point of actually terror. If you're open to it, feeling into that terror, perhaps by placing a hand over the heart and just noticing what's here for you today. And as we move through this one a little bit more slowly, noticing if this has a taste or a smell. What might this taste or smell like? And if this terror had a feeling, how does this feel? And if there was a visual, maybe there's perhaps a color, a temperature, a texture, just noticing what's here. And there may even be a sound, a word, a message, a noise. And if there is, you're welcome to even express that externally, out loud, or even internally with that vibration. And as you release this, if there hasn't been a sound present for you, you're welcome to use a little avu, om. And just coming back to that visual information, if you found a color, I invite you to breathe into that color, making it thick and dense, seemingly more rich and real, making it really vibrant, perhaps even deepening the color. And when you've got a sense of that, noticing how much is here. And regardless of whatever shape it shows up as, please notice, although the shape of whatever it does show up as, that's important information. Not dismissing it. In addition to whatever shape it shows up as, this is roughly the size of a pea, a ping pong ball, a tennis ball, a softball, a volleyball, a beach ball, bigger. And whatever size it may be, loosening up the edges of it with your breath by means of breathing. And as it loosens up, inviting it right on into your hands to unhook it. And for those of you who like the countdown, in 3, 2, 1. There was just a little few tendrils behind the jaw that I also unhooked just before that. So this should be nice and freely able to move. Just see what direction it wants to move and invite it to leave the body, knowing that I'm scanning it and releasing it on this end as well. And as this leaves the body, noticing what remains. And if that should feel empty or void or in need of anything, feel free to breathe in some lights. White light, sunlight, moonlight, silver light, gold light, any color of light. Perhaps it's the rainbow of lights, the rainbow of colors in light form. Whatever is present here, just inviting that right into the front of the chest, around that heart region, perhaps even right into the heart itself. And as you do so, I'll just tap this part in invitation to breathe however the body mind feels called to. And then this is really interesting. There's a piece showing up as a bioenergetic piece. And it almost looks like one of those, I forget what they're called, like the really fluffy, puffy coats for winter jackets, for those of you who might not be in the cooler, colder climates like we are in Canada here. There's some really big puffy jackets that sometimes people wear, unless you're living in the tropical areas. So if you are there, you might not have seen these, but they're really fluffy and puffy. And it's literally like a jacket wrapped around the arms, wrapped around most of the upper body. And interestingly enough, as the zipper already is starting to unzip, and the right arm comes out of the jacket pretty easily, the left arm, however, is a bit stuck in it. So we're actually just going to run some lymphatic drainage, module 5 style, for those of you familiar with body talk, through the upper body and the spleen, which is the anchor for our lymph system alike. I just see this as cleaning out any low self-esteem through that left arm. The left arm representing our feminine, the capacity to receive. And all of our limbs also represent our centers of doing. So I see this as clearing out anything that you think that you need to do in order to be worthy of receiving. If only I was better at, if only I looked like, if only I had, whatever it might be, whatever the thing is that is seemingly lacking. Yeah, and perhaps this cloud of lymph, this boggy, soggy lymph, is just covering up what's actually already here within you. Perhaps there's actually nothing lacking or missing at all. Perhaps it's just like clouds covering the sun. And as we clean out this little bit of low self-esteem, anything that's in that voice of, I have to do something in order to receive something. And as that leaves the system, connecting to your healthy feminine nature, which has the very powerful capacity to call in. Another doggy sigh on that one. All right. So as we call in, whatever it is that you, excuse me, really itchy nose all of a sudden. Maybe that's a message for my own body as to what I need to call in. For those of you who know what the nose represents, you might get a bit of a giggle out of that. And as we work with this, the lymph is definitely continuing to flow nicely throughout the arm. It just gets a little bit stuck, however, on the pericardium meridian. That pericardium meridian surrounds the heart. It's the external lining of the heart on a Western and anatomical level. And it works with heart protection or heart constriction. And sometimes that heart protection, heart constriction can just get a little bit too. And it's almost as if that energy that we worked with earlier, releasing that fear, that terror from the heart, has left a little bit of a lasting imprint. And now that the pericardium is seeing the work that you've done, the pericardium meridian is actually ready to loosen up too. It doesn't need to protect or constrict in quite the same way anymore. So we're just giving it permission to not have to guard, brace, constrict, contract in the same way, since it's no longer needed. And as we give it permission to release its grip, it also now invites in the opportunity to receive. And as that grip continues to loosen, it's actually able to receive even more ease, flow, balance, support, understanding, and connection. And it's actually flowing, I see it all the way through the very midline of your entire arm, into that of the chest and into the very core of your heart, the very center point of the heart. Okay. And with that, the nerves on the upper shoulder come alive and they begin to circulate. A little bit more awareness. And they're ready to release that burden, that responsibility, and the fear of not being able to respond that's inherent within it. Around not being able to do enough to receive enough. What if I can't survive? What if this is a matter of life and death, if I'm not able to receive what it is I need? And as the feminine arm begins to invite that in, I now actually see all the different forms, the faces of the feminine arise, from maiden to mother to crone. And inviting in the wisdom that comes as we go through those transitions, progressions in life. And wherever you may be, knowing that you still have the energy of all three of these inside of you. The maiden, the mother, the crone. And all the different faces of the feminine are within that. The queen, the femme fatale, etc. And as this transition, this flow, these faces appear, and we connect to that wisdom to be able to receive, to call in, to manifest, linking this into the solar plexus chakra, which does just that, helps us to manifest as we digest our life, our food, our experiences, our emotions. We make room to be able to call in. As we digest the past, there's room for the future. Yeah. And as this gets digested at the level of your feminine, of your yin nature, the energies that nurture you, that provide grace, connection, and so much more, begin to receive with this attention that we're giving them, the energies of respect, of elegance and dignity alike. I just see all the nerves begin to come alive throughout your entire feminine half of the body now. I invite it to stand even taller, even more proudly, even more presently within you. And as that happens, there's this interplay of the kidney meridians, almost looking, and I've seen this before a few sessions ago, it was, around the heart, almost looking like little bars. However, rather than like prison bars, so to speak, they're more like, don't collapse onto the heart. The kidney meridian is trying its hardest to not actually let the fear energy that it carries spill into the heart. In order to do that job, though, it's become quite rigid. And it's starting to collapse onto the heart despite its best efforts. So to clear this up, we need to actually run a few things, starting with a cell repair, restoring cells back to their fullest potential of health. And again, going into the ancestral lines, this time only 4 generations ago and down mom's side. And the fear here that mom's relatives, ancestors are carrying from 4 generations ago are very much in alignment with some of the work they were mentioning earlier around, what if I don't have it? What if there's not enough? What if there's lack? What if I can't get enough of what I need? And then alongside of that, there's very old messaging. Well, then just learn to live without. Just get by with less. Learn to live without. All right, and that pattern of having to learn to live without has been here for a lot of years. This is actually going back through those generations, as I mentioned earlier. But for you in this lifetime, it seemed to have landed most heavily around age 2. When you were trying to figure out, like, I can get that block, that toy, that stuffy, that doll, that whatever it may have been. And then it was almost as if the messaging of, if you couldn't get it, then learn to live without it. Share your toys, learn to live without it. Give that to someone else who might want it more than you do, learn to live without it. Most of us weren't taught very healthy sharing mechanisms in our earlier years. And the learning to live without it is interesting. It can actually give rise to overwhelm within the body. As we learn to go without it, we learn to not have our needs met in a multitude of ways. And as we invite the body-mind here to notice all of those ways that it's learned to live without, running another seedry on this pattern, circulating all of those healthy resources that we mentioned earlier, running that defrag, all the reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, integration, introspection. This one's only running for 4 days. And it's also unhooking off of governing vessel 20 point that governs all of our habits that are stored in the coding of our nervous system, the myelin sheath. Beautiful. And then I just see this whole area of the chest go like, oh, like there's another way. I don't have to learn to live without. There might be the opportunity to receive, to step into abundance, receiving worthiness, receiving needs, being met. And as that happens, unhooking the belief system of I'm not worth it, off of the very midline of the body, which works with the energy of trust. So as I'm not worth it releases from this midline, the energy of trusting your capacity to call in and receive in this new way begins to come alive. And I just hear, much like a permission statement, I trust myself. I trust myself. And allowing you to trust yourself in your own timing, moving at, dare I say, the speed of trust. And linking this all now into house number 12 in astrology, representing the house of releasing, letting go of those old patterns, those old layers of who it is you are not. So you can step into who it is you really are, which is often just a little lighter and easier to be in. And as you land even deeper into the sense of self here now, there's actually a release of anger, as well as intolerance. It's as if intolerance on the left side and anger on the right side are releasing off of the kidney meridian lines simultaneously. And the kidney meridian lines as they traverse through the chest, through the ribcage region. And as the anger releases, so too does it release through the generations, through the ancestral lines, all the way back to their points of origin, their source. And as the intolerance comes off of the left side, it's releasing the intolerance towards being treated as inferior or less than, and the intolerance towards not being seen as equal in any other ways. And as that intolerance releases off of the feminine half of the body, it gives not just you, but your ancestral line permission to rise. Permission to rise. From learning to live without to permission to rise and receive. And as we give that ancestral line some relief, I see that actually going down throughout the entire kidney meridian pathway on the feminine side of the body, the left side, and through the right brain alike. Yeah, what if this isn't your burden to carry anymore for the ancestors? What if there is another way that you get to step into now with freedom, with liberty, with sovereignty, with authenticity? And as that happens, the heart meridian begins to expand. And it's still got that radiance going down through the arms. And it's also now wanting to go up to the... And the radiance going through the arms was from, I think, last week's session. Might have been 2 weeks ago, but I'm pretty sure it was last week. And in that same energy, it's also rising up through the face, through that area where it can get just a little bit sticky around the lower jaw. And as it goes up there, there is this little hyoid bone, a loose floating bone that hangs out in the upper throat. And there's a little bit of stickiness between the hyoid bone and the Adam's apple cartilage that protects the thyroid here. And there's quite a little sticky bit here on, particularly again, that left side. And it's got this motion to it. It's actually like drawing the left ear towards the left shoulder. Not in a way that you're not actually able to hold your head up straight, but it's pulling and creating more tension. And it's carrying with it the belief system of, I have to prove my worth. I have to prove it. Again, I have to do something in order to receive how it is I want to be seen. I have to prove my worth. And as that releases from here, also unhooking all those previous judgments from anybody else in your family lines that may have judged you as not worthy, as inept or inferior in any way, shape, or form. And as that releases, there's a little remnant of those people-pleasing patterns that we released around the pancreas over the last session or two. And it goes through now from the diaphragm, through the left leg and into the earth. And I just hear the feminine go, I put my foot down, enough. I put my foot down. Almost in that classic stereotypical dad way, like the foot is down. I'm putting my foot down. Yeah, and as the feminine puts its foot down in its feminine way, in feminine strength, Here there is the release of that role of needing to endure. We mentioned it, I think, again last week. That capacity to endure has likely served in so very many ways through the generations, through your lifetime. And what if the need to endure was actually now just getting in the way a little bit and actually making it harder for you to receive that ease, that flow, that effortlessness, that capacity for you to see your strength, the capacity for you to see your feminine, which often goes out the window when we're in people-pleasing mode. Yeah, so as that comes off through the left side of the body, the area on the left half of the body from the diaphragm up your upper body begins to rise. Now there's a little bit of a glitchy point between the diaphragm, still trying to pull it down just a little bit. And when I follow that little line, it goes from the diaphragm, this is interesting, all the way down to the anus. Ah, okay. And it's carrying with it the pain of being told that you're too sensitive, too emotional, too needy. And anything in between those sentiments, those phrases, if there's a slightly different word, apply that here for you. And as that releases from this part of the body, the leg, the left leg, has an easier time of actually putting its foot down. And there's actually a fair amount of energy coming off of the anus. And as that releases, needing to unwind the connective tissue through that left side of the anus, almost like it's being pulled to the left and down. And with it, there's the belief system of, I'm in control of you. And for context, this is more referencing like a parental figure, anyone in authority being in control of you. And as that comes off of the anus and unwinding that connective tissue even more, running hydration here to support that release, the capacity to go with the flow, and stepping into now joy. And then running up permissions, it's safe to put my foot down now. It's safe to put my foot down now. And with that, that last little bit of connective tissue unwinding concludes. The hydration is lovely flowing through the anus, and now hydration through the left leg. And there's just wave of wave after wave of fear releasing as this area drinks in joy. Much like sun helping to melt that little thin ice that forms over puddles in a Canadian spring, fall. And for anyone else who lives in a similar climate. And as this, if you want to think of it, leg defrosts in this way, the nerves become alive throughout the front of the leg, throughout the back of the leg, but in particular through the nerves that innervate our hamstrings and our calves. And on the very inside of the leg and the left leg, releasing through the left lower leg between the knee and the ankle, a piece of self-deprecation. Or when you are critical to yourself is another way you can think of that. Those times when you are hard on yourself. And with it, releasing the pattern of needing to be hard on you. That may have been learned from others or being told from others that they have to be hard on you for a good reason. And as that releases through the leg, it's also coming off of the anus. And within any patterns of feeling bullied that relate here, coming off of governing vessel 1 point just in front of that tailbone, right around that anus. And when you were just a few cells big, well, you're actually a lot of cells big at this point in time, you first became a tube, a neural tube, that opened up at the anus first. So at one point, you were nothing more than an anus, as is a joke that I often use when I'm teaching. And the anus, actually, interestingly enough, in gestational anatomy and physiology patterns, shows it's actually the center of searching for what it is you want. So when you're in the womb, you actually, if you want to think of it, it's almost comical. You run around kind of like butt first. Yeah, and you explore the world by means of your butt. And as the anus leads the way at a certain stage of anatomical development, before you even have a mouth, hole forms. The hole that becomes the mouth might be a more appropriate way to say that. And there is just this one opportunity to explore. So it's actually your very first center of creativity, exploration, and the capacity for you to observe your world, to see your world through. So it might sound like an odd place to imagine your vision coming through your anus. However, at one point, that's what you had as an opportunity to perceive perceptions and perceive directionality. Yeah, so here we're just giving the anus permission to have all of those natural roles restored. And as it steps into its natural inherent wisdom, releasing from it a few different memories and patterns of being shamed during toilet training, of being called a quote-unquote asshole, like it was a bad thing. And sometimes when we step off the beaten path and we get called those sorts of names, and yet it's when we step off the beaten path, it also gives us the opportunity to explore, to create, to innovate, to step into the new. And within this, releasing the pattern of being afraid of pissing people off or being afraid of making people angry. Yeah, what if sometimes, once in a while, that was actually a good thing to do? And as we do so, releasing the fear of, not that you need to go search it out and do it intentionally. I'm sure the opportunity will arise at some point in your life. And as we do so, just releasing the idea, the concept, the pattern. That you have to earn somebody else's forgiveness, attention, connection, alike. And that's actually coming off of the heart chakra. Who knew there were so many interesting connections between the anus and the heart? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as we work with this, linking it into house number 10 in astrology, which connects us to our career, our recognition, our achievements, and our center of well-being, along with outward self-expression. And as that connects, there's actually this little pattern of connective tissue being torqued and twisted that's ready to unwind through the left chest and arm. But mostly through that left chest, and as it reaches out to the shoulder, the arm just goes with it. And as the front of the body begins to open up, so too does, again, the face, the jaw, this area of heart meridian. And interestingly enough, it's connecting into giving other people permission to see you. I invite you to see me. I invite you to see me. along with giving yourself permission to be seen. And as we work with both of those permission statements, coming, if you can imagine the face being sandwiched between the two of them, the front of the face, the area just behind the face, coming together to lovingly hold the face, the affects, the how it is others see you, how it is you see yourself, the varying different identities that you roll, that you wear, that you carry, that you roll, maybe you roll them, and everything else that the face carries. I do often think of all the different identities that we have within us being like on a Rolodex file that we do roll through seamlessly, ideally. Yeah. And as we work with that, the face gets to be held from the outside and from the inside alike between these two permission statements, giving rise to a third. And the words are just simply, I am held. I am held. And then I just see all things face begin to dissolve into oneness, into the face of God itself. And allowing that brilliance, that light, the source of you to be in connection with all of you, with the seeming external world and the internal one alike. And with that, I just see you as a small one, 2 or 3 years old, giving yourself permission to face this, to face this next adventure, this next journey, this next challenge, this next opportunity, this next possibility, this next moment, this next breath. And as it happens, there's varying different connective tissue strings through the face, the neck, all the way down through the front and the back of the heart that just begin to gently dissolve. And if you like, feel free to give that part of your body a little movement through the upper back, chest, neck, back of neck, face, back of skull alike. And as this all begins to melt, bringing in the energy of sun one more time to support this project of thawing, of defrosting, whatever imagery you want to give that. As we bring in sun, connecting you to the fullest potential of expression of you as an individual, and simultaneously releasing the guilt of any quote-unquote unfulfilled potential you might be carrying in the form of certain goals, successes that you've been chasing, and allowing that all to gently melt into this presence, into this awareness of this moment, of this now, and recognizing what is here. And perhaps fulfilling potential isn't what you thought it to be. Perhaps there's this opportunity to find potential fulfillment in a different way, in another way. And perhaps it doesn't have to go with those old cycles of beating yourself up, shaming yourself, criticizing yourself, putting the shoulds on yourself. Perhaps the only thing you need to do to fulfill your potential is to step into your humanness. However you wish to define that for yourself, or perhaps redefine it for yourself. And as you do so, releasing any little bits of feeling like you haven't done enough, been enough, accomplished enough, again through the face, as well as the heart. Thank you for being you. Thank you for calling this work in. And thank you for all that have come before you to give you this opportunity to step into the uniqueness, the authenticity of you. Thank you to your families and all those that have come before, your ancestors, and all of those that have supported and stewarded this land that's given rise to your nourishment, your existence, to all that's created you. Thank you to those that have stewarded this land, the deepest of thanks. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And as we tap this part in, invitation to breathe however the body mind feels called to. I was wondering why that didn't get expressed earlier on in the session. Turns out now was the time it was waiting for. And just giving that another round or two of breath, letting that integrate here, letting that download here. And I actually just see a spontaneous unwinding of that left arm. And it's just extending its arm out into a posture of receptivity. And if it calls to you, you're welcome to do just that. Calling in all that's here for you to receive by means of embodying receptivity in your posture, whatever that looks like. And it may start in the arms, the hands, and it may even move throughout you into other areas of the body. So letting your body adjust and move into whatever posture may be receptive here. And as you receive, so you give. Perhaps it's through receiving that you get to provide. So I had another song picked out for today. I'm feeling drawn to play a different one, and I was able to locate it fairly easily. I hope this is the one I'm remembering. So I'll invite you to receive this 4 minutes of song. It's actually called The Face of God. And the songstress, the artist, is Karen Drucker, D-R-U-C-K-E-R.
You are the face of God. I hold you in my heart. You are a part of me. You are the face of God. You are the face of God. Tu es l'image de Dieu. I hold you in my heart. Tu es l'image de l'amour.
Again, my deepest thanks for you calling in this medicine in this way and getting to share together in this way. Together is the key word, in connection is so very much a blessing. Thank you for all that you offer the world and all that you are. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Mwah. All right, y'all. I'm going to sign off for now and wish you all a most fabulous day. Bye for now.